This is KERE News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Every day in Dallas County, about 30 people have a heart attack. And research shows there's a simple trick that can decrease the time it takes to get surgery: dialing 911. 70-year-old Ed Wawadzik is a hearty man and a bit headstrong.
I don't get sick. If I do, I don't talk about it much.
So 4 years ago, when he started feeling pain in his chest after eating a ham and cheese sandwich, his first thought was not to call 911. Instead, he called his wife, Carla, who, yes, called 911.
I felt like an elephant had landed on me. I thought, this is it. You know, I'm done. So I eventually ended up on the curb out front waiting for the fire truck and everybody to come.
He didn't wait long. 5 minutes later, the fire department arrived and began a highly orchestrated set of procedures to save Wawadzik's life. En route to Methodist Richardson Hospital, paramedics did an echocardiogram, which revealed total blockage of an artery. They called the ER to prep for surgery. And just 18 minutes after passing through the hospital doors, a doctor cut open the blockage.
All of a sudden, the firemen and everybody yelled, 18 minutes! They said, you're done, and you're okay.
That's a record-breaking treatment time for the hospital. And it's thanks, in part, to a multi-million dollar grant from the Carruth Foundation of Texas. The first stage of the grant focused on improving coordination among hospitals and first responders. The result? A 30-minute cut in the time between arrival at the hospital and opening of a blocked artery. And in the world of heart attacks, time is muscle.
Your heart is one giant muscle, and the longer it goes without proper oxygenation, the more damage it's going to sustain, and ultimately that affects your outcome when you leave the hospital.
Chris Shira is a paramedic in Dallas. He says even though dozens of people in North Texas have heart attacks every day, most of them don't call 911.
Some people dismiss it and think, oh, I'm just having indigestion. Some people try home remedies, you know, apple cider vinegar or pickle juice, something like that.
He points out these are all bad ideas. What's worse, this scary statistic.
40% of people that were having a heart attack were driving themselves to the emergency room. You don't want to be sharing the highway with someone who's having a heart attack. You know, things can get bad really quick.
Which is why in phase two of the Carruth grant, the American Heart Association is urging people to pick up the phone through a public media campaign called Don't Die of Doubt, Call 911.
Minutes matter. At the first sign of a heart attack, like chest pain or discomfort, call 911.
The TV spots and billboards started in January and will continue for 2 years. So can campaigns like this work?
I think the campaigns actually have been fairly effective, you know, in getting people to respond faster to those symptoms rather than trying to pretend that they don't exist or taking antacids or things like that.
Dr. John Finnegan is dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota. A decade ago, he led a nationwide study looking at the effects of a public campaign encouraging people with any symptoms of a heart attack to call 911. Like the Dallas campaign, Finnegan's focused on educating health workers as well as patients.
So while the system may be functioning very well, it's one of those things where you always have to keep educating the next generation of the public to be able to respond quickly to those symptoms, preferably not driving yourself.
Nationally, half of people call 911 for cardiac emergencies. In North Texas, that number is only 4 in 10. Lauren Silverman, KERE News.